For the last month, we've been focusing on the humanitarian side of Czech activities in war-torn Afghanistan. Today, we move closer to the war itself. There are more than 500 Czech soldiers in the country as part of the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force, and many of them are serving at Kabul International Airport, where Radio Prague's reporter Christian Falvey went to find out more about their mission and their day-to-day lives.
The welcoming party that greets your arrival among the other group of Czechs in Afghanistan is a far cry from the two-handed handshakes in green courtyards in Mazar-i-Sharif, where we have spent the last several weeks.
Come closer, please. Come closer or get out. Get away from the gate.
Oh! Some people don't understand.
This is Abbey Gate, the main entrance to the military base at Kabul International Airport, where 72 soldiers of the 3rd contingent of the Czech Army are stationed in some 7 units. I am one of the luckier individuals who approach the gate every few minutes. Some are lone, bearded men pushing carts or women in burqas with children, whose would-be business at the gate you never discover, as they generally turn around when they are yelled at enough. But if you can communicate with them, then the teenaged Belgian soldiers minding the gate are amiable enough.
Have you had any problems here?
Well, so far so good. It's just people like that doesn't understand. And then they just stand and block the whole gate, so nobody can pass. And that gives problems.
There's somebody blocked the gate. There are military columns, we have to wait to drive in, they stand still. When they stand still, it's not good because then they're a target.
Yeah.
After a labyrinth of concrete and razor wire alleys and your full body scan, comes the world of the army base, a world as unlike Afghanistan or any other place as you could possibly imagine. Only sandstorms and the tops of mountains penetrate what is otherwise a uniform environment, so sterile that it could be anywhere, where almost everything looks like it has been made out of big cargo containers that the Czech soldiers call their home and offices for 6-month terms. Chief of staff of the Czech contingent is Captain Miroslav Folvarsky, who was rotated here from Iraq.
I think there isn't a very big difference, just that in Iraq we worked in the field more, and here we spend more time on the base. In Iraq we had a field hospital, and so that work involved something else altogether. The local people came to the base for medical treatment. Here it is about providing assistance to other contingents. Every deployment is different.
Czechs are not fighting in Afghanistan, though security units in the Logar province and a small accompaniment of military police are prepared to do so to protect the rest of the contingent. At the airport itself, there are Czech air traffic controllers handling the many hundreds of flights in and out of Kabul daily, meteorologists providing round-the-clock service for air and ground forces and training for their Afghan counterparts, and the national support element, which provides logistical support for the Czech soldiers throughout the country and for other allied forces when needed. Lieutenant Colonel Josef Szymunek is the commanding officer of the Czech contingent at the airport and feels comfortable with the work of his men and women in the multinational mission.
The way I see it as a soldier is that our participation here is very highly valued by all of our partners from all of the alliance countries. The way the Czech soldiers work in cooperation with our partners on the base here is very highly valued. From what I've been told, this positive perception and good assessment comes not only from the alliance, but also from the civilians, particularly the importance of the activities of the Logar units, which focus on implementing civilian projects in the provinces. So I definitely think that the Czech army has a place of its own here, and showing that we are able to stand side by side with our alliance partners is very important to us, and to me, of course.
Another one of the main objectives of the Kabul airport contingent is training Afghan helicopter pilots and technicians, and quite interestingly, it is a job that Czechs were handpicked to fulfill. Captain Folvarsky again, now speaking English.
And the US side asked the Czech army to send more people to learn the Afghan soldiers how to maintenance the Russia-made helicopters ME-17 and ME-35, because the Afghan army, they are still using this type of helicopters. And then everybody realized that the Czech technician and the soldiers are able to still maintenance these old-fashioned, let's say, helicopters, because they know them very well, and the Czech people are able to improvise. We are not waiting for the help. We try to repair it immediately.
In a shady spot between containers and trucks furnished with dartboards and a classic signpost showing the distance to various locations in the Czech Republic, I found two Moravian helicopter technicians who told me about their work.
What are your names?
Patrick.
Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Peter.
Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's also confidential. don't tell it any woman.
And so you do the same job. You're working as you're a technician.
I'm electrician.
I'm a radio, like avionics and navigation systems. And, yeah.
So is the end goal, the objective of your training, to create an Afghan helicopter force that's capable of piloting and repairing its equipment?
Afghan forces is built. They has many helicopters, but our purpose is to teach them our system of maintenance and working on it. Yeah, because we have the same type of helicopters. Somebody decided, then we are able to teach them our system.
But their experience must be very, very different from your experience when they come into your training. No.
Yeah, to compare with the Czech Republic, these people are usually a little bit older, yeah, than the, like, ground forces from Afghanistan. They can remember Russia system also. Many of them, they used to fly during Russia system when was here, yeah, when Russia occupied Afghan, yeah. So many of them, they still good pilots, I think.
And they actually have combat experience?
Some of them they used to have, and right now they've got it, and some of them then teaching gradually. Yeah.
And do you have combat experience?
Me? Not at all. No, not at all, because I'm working in Air Force, and as you know, usually Air Force are not directly in some fighting action on and so on. Yeah, that's usually Air Force is little bit stay back, yeah.
So you have some things that you can learn from them also, I guess?
Mostly not. Not. Because the people still want more and more information regarding our branch, yeah. As you know, some avionics has already been upgraded, yeah. And there is some digital techniques, and they still want more information regarding how to set up something with computer, yeah, and so on.
And so how do you like Afghanistan?
I can't say that I really like Afghanistan. Before I went here, I was a bit scared here, yeah, but fortunately, when I met them, fine people, I can say they are fine people, especially technicians, joking, laughing, and any kind of humor you suggest them, they accept it, yeah, they don't refuse it, yeah.
So your relations with them are good?
I think so, yeah.
But the relationships between Czechs and Afghans are confined to soldierly interaction at the airport base in Kabul. Most of the personnel rarely leave the base under any circumstances. In their six-month deployment, they will hardly see a single turbaned street merchant, mullah, woman, or even Taliban, or anyone else but Afghan government fighters, technicians, and administrators. It is, as mentioned earlier, a world away from Afghanistan itself, and Lieutenant Colonel Shimunek thinks a long while before telling me whether or not he feels himself and his men to be, quote, at war.
It's hard to say whether I would call this a war or not. The security situation here certainly isn't easy. In the time that we have been here, we have only seen one rocket attack on the base. Nonetheless, in Kabul, which is only a few kilometers from here, there are reports of IEDs found every day. Attacks on government offices happen in Kabul very often. So it sounds somehow pretentious to say this is war in the classic sense that we know from films and television, where soldiers are shooting at each other with machine guns. But I certainly can say that we are working in a war zone. Interesting distinction. That was a Lieutenant Colonel Josef Šimunek speaking to our reporter Christian Falvey in the Afghan capital, Kabul.